This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage your women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. Tune into your lane talk show. It makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come, don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. It's your lane talk show with Coach Trish Hanna.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Your Lane Talk Show with your coach, Trish Hanna, broadcasting live from Nassau, Bahamas in the Guardian Radio 96, well, the Nassau Guardians building on the 96.9 FM dial. It is so great. It's wonderful to be in your company once again on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. God has been faithful. We are here. We are in the land of the living. Aren't we happy? Aren't we excited? Aren't we blessed? I am just grateful to be in your company again on this beautiful April, in the month of April. And for those who are faithful to the show, who've been always tuning in, listening, calling, thank you so much. And for those who are new here, welcome. This is a show where we honor women. Of course, we salute our men as well. This is a show that, you know, covers everything pertaining to women. It's a faith-based show. So the typical things that you would hear on the pulpit, some things you may not hear and some things that you do hear, but you aren't able to like raise your hand and say, hey, pastor, can you explain this to me? You know, so this is the show that is literally outside of the fold. You know, we're still a part of media. I'm going to ensure that, you know, we are part of the body of Christ, meaning you can't expect the church to just give you everything. You can't expect the church to just you know, and then we notice that people complain a lot as well. People complain about the church. Oh, the church is not telling us this. We're not talking about that. That's fine. That's why God has placed persons like myself, people that do, you know, podcasts and radio shows, et cetera, that can supplement for the times that you may have questions that you may be a little embarrassed to actually ask your pastor, or sometimes you have Bible study, you don't want to share your personal situation or story among other people. But with this particular show and many others that I know of, you can actually call in. The show is live. You know, the show has persons who have been through things, situations. We have professionals, doctors, lawyers, dentists, etc. These people who know about what is going on with our bodies, what's going on with relationships, therapists, etc., who've been on the show, where you can call in, ask your questions, get free consultations. Sometimes these questions, you know, when they're outside of the studio, they're going to charge you an arm and leg just to come in and just to ask a question. So take advantage of this. Take advantage of this, all right? The show where we educate, encourage, and empower women of all ages in spirit, soul, and body. All right, so we're doing it bigger and better here now. We're ensuring that we cover everyone. Yes, this is specifically for women, but there are so many women, so many men that tune into the show, so many men that reach out to me and say, hey, you've been a blessing. The show has been a blessing. And so I try to find topics that can cover both women and men. So today is definitely the day. Today is definitely the day. All right. Last week's episode, you know, we were on a break. So last week was a replay. But the week before that, we had What Must I Do to Be Saved with Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing. Oh, he was phenomenal. You know, sometimes we get the church language down packed. We know how to say the hallelujah, how to say let the church say and all these different things. But then we don't fully understand salvation, something that is bought. Some people think that salvation is something that you have to work for. With this particular episode that we covered, we shared that salvation is free to all who wants to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. All right. The topic is, once again, what must I do to be saved? This is episode 168. We spoke about what grace truly is, what it means. And then, of course, at the end, we had a prayer of surrenderance. So you definitely want to tune into that. Go ahead on YouTube. Look up Coach Trish Hannah, Your Lane with Coach Trish Hannah, episode 168. What must I do to be saved with Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing? Now, there are lots of ways that we can be heard today. You can tune in to Guardian 96.9 FM radio dial. We're also on channel 969 on cable, BTC Flow channel 612, and then the Guardian radio app for Android or Apple. We're also on the Guardian's website, www.guardiantalkradio.com. We're on Facebook as well, Your Lane Life Coaching. And we are on YouTube, Your Lane with Coach. You have an opportunity to be exposed to the knowledge, the testimonies, and everything that's going to take place today. Speaking of which, today's topic is entitled Overcoming Sexual Strongholds. We have with us Coach Trey Walters and Tony Ann Dickerson, who will be sharing their testimonies, about, you know, what they have went through, their struggles with sexual sins, you know, just, you know, to use it in those terms. And yes, of course, they were both believers, or they knew of God in some instances. And then, of course, we all know, even as churchgoers or people who say, you know, we belong to Christ, we still struggle in some areas. We don't ever come to Jesus just having everything all together. Everyone had that, then there would be no need for Jesus' salvation, or our salvation through Christ, right? So some of us come to Christ with issues that we've had before we even say yes or we surrender. And sometimes it takes a little longer to get those strongholds or those battles taken care of. And sometimes, you know, you have some people who get delivered right away. And so for those who may be struggling with any form of, and yes, I can use these terms on radio, masturbation, pornography, homosexuality, you love Christ. You love God. You want to be a Christian, but you're still battling with that. This topic, today's show is for you, okay? So I want you to call up a friend or text a friend, or if you want to, you can tag a friend if you are on Facebook. You know, share the link if you watching from YouTube. Just share the link on WhatsApp, because, you know, we like to WhatsApp everyone for every little thing. And say, listen to the show. You have youths that may need to listen to the show as well, definitely, because you from the get-go. Like, he literally starts from, there's somebody that shared a testimony last week at a youth conference that I was at. They said that they were exposed to pornography at the age of 4. Okay? And I can attest to so many different things. I remember my son being in the 3rd grade, and a friend shared a porn site in school because they used laptops at their school. And so he was able to share with me, "Mom, this person showed me this." The same thing with my daughter. This was the time when we were at COVID, and a particular friend of hers shared a link for her to open up. And she called me right away. So it was like, yes, we could protect our children. We could pray for them. We could cover them. But sometimes their environments tend to let them, you know, be exposed to things that we're not ready for them to be exposed to. And in some instances, you hear where, because of that exposure, the enemy tends to entrap himself or to attach himself to those individuals and causing strongholds at a point where they can't stop because they saw that, because they like how they felt. And so they just keep on going back to that site you know, and going back and saying, okay, they're not going to do it anymore. And then going back to the site, going back to the point where it's literally a stronghold where you can't breathe, you're suffocating. That's how you feel because you want to get out of it, but you don't know how. And so I'm going to allow my guests to just speak about all of that today because there are so many people that are going through this. I know that for a fact. I hear about it all the time. I hear about battles. I hear about church members. I hear about choir directors. I hear about praise and worship team members that will usher you into the holies of holies. And then when they get home, some things behind closed door that they're unable to talk about, to share for whatever reason. Some battles, some strongholds, some challenges. So I pray that before the end of this show that you receive your deliverance. I pray that, as the Bible says, it's through knowledge that the just be delivered, that I have on the show will say something to you that would resonate and spark something for change. Because we're not really, we want to talk, okay, what they have done or what they are doing to overcome what they've been through, and then also some practical tips for you. So you won't just hear a pat on the back, child, Jesus can fix it. You know how they go in church. Jesus can fix it. Don't get me wrong. But we also want to use some practical things, things that, you know, to talk about accountability, etc., that can help you through your deliverance process. Yeah? All right. So you're Lane Coach with Coach Trish Hanna, episode 169, Overcoming Sexual Strongholds with Coach Trey Walters and Tony Antikison. It's been brought to you by John Shoe Store and Accessories, Tropical Gyros, Your Lane Life Coaching, The Children's Dream Journal, which is available at All Seasons Book and Gift Center in Palmdale and also on Amazon, Lysol distributed by Thompson Trading, Del Monte distributed by Thompson Trading, and 242 Media Connect. Listen, the voices are here, the stories are here, the talent is here. We're introducing 242 Media Connect, your go-to space to connect media and messages across the Bahamas. Whether you need a guest or you are the guest, this platform is for you. Don't miss out. Go to Facebook, search 242 Media Connect, and get connected today. Let's elevate the conversation. We're also brought to you by our new sponsor, Commonwealth Bank. Thank you so much, Commonwealth Bank, for believing in your lane. And thank you for being a part, a sponsor to ensure that we continue on spreading the good news, you know, and helping with deliverance and knowledge and insight. Right now, I have a question for those who are tuning in. I have a question. My question today is, what do you believe to overcoming sexual struggles? Could it be fear, shame, or lack of support? What do you believe is the biggest barrier to overcome sexual struggles? Fear, shame, or lack of support, or maybe something else that I have not named or listed? I want you to text us today if you can, or you could give us a call. The numbers to call, well, the text number is 422-GR96, which is 422-4796. Or you can give us a call at 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. If you are listening to us internationally, if you want to give us a call, just put 1242 in the front of the numbers, and you can call us if you so desire. But what do you think is the biggest barrier to overcoming sexual struggles? All right? So that's our question for today. So go ahead and you can text, you message, you can place it in the Facebook, the YouTube, or give us a call, and we would love to hear from you. Now let's introduce our guest for today. All right, Tony Thompson Dickerson. She is an author of two transformational books focused on helping women in their 20s grow in faith and purpose. She is passionate about guiding women to rebuild their lives, especially during their lowest and most uncertain seasons. Through her work, she empowers women to gain clarity, strengthen their relationships with God, and step into who they're called to be. Her books, Surviving Your 20s and Journey Back to Yourself, Guided Journal, serve as a practical tool for self-discovery, healing, and personal growth. She also offers coaching services for women who feel stuck and are ready to move forward with direction and confidence. You can find her sharing insight and inspiration on TikTok and Instagram at Surviving in Your 20s. We also have with us Coach Trey Walters. Of course, he has been on Your Lane Talk Show before. Episode 161, Surviving the Betrayal, Reclaiming Your Strength, where he spoke about how he lost his wife to a warlock. Y'all remember that? My God. Coach Trey is an international best-selling author, certified life coach, mentor, and speaker. He is the author of How I Lost My Wife to a Warlock, a powerful work centered on healing, faith, and rebuilding life after betrayal. Trey also serves as the Chief Impact and Development Officer at the King's Table Organization, where he helps design and lead initiatives that transform lives and develop leaders. He is deeply passionate about helping individuals who feel stuck or trapped in personal valleys gain clarity, healing, and renewed strength. In teaching, Trey empowers others to rise, rebuild, and walk forward with purpose. So I want to thank you both for coming and being a part of today's show. Thank you so much, Tony Ann Williamson Dickinson, and thank you so much, Coach Trey, for being a part of Your Lane. Good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for being.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being a part of us. So if you can hear me, that will be that's wonderful, because I'm unable to see Tony. I'm unable to see you, but just as long as we can hear you for now, I think that's good. That'll do. All right. So, Tony, I want to start with you first. And that's only because, you know, we already know Trey. We know Trey got it down packed. We know that most times when we hear about sexual strongholds, masturbation, pornography, et cetera, it's usually the males that come out first. So you get to hear the males' voices more frequently. But it's very rare that we actually hear women that come out and say, look, I've been experiencing the same thing. So I would love to. You know, many people don't realize that women do struggle with sexual strongholds as well. And so, of course, we want you to share your personal journey, you know, how this began for you and what led you into those patterns and behaviors.
Okay, awesome. Can you hear me clearly?
If you could speak up a little bit more, that'll be perfect.
How about now? I hope I'm clear now.
Yes. Can you turn up her volume? Okay. Go ahead. You sound a little muffled, but go ahead.
Okay. So my name, as you said, is Tony Ann Dickinson, and my struggles with sexual sin started as early as age 21 when I left my parents' house to live with a man that I was not married to. But, you know, in Jamaican culture especially, it is so normalized for young girls to just live with their boyfriends without any marriage or anything of that nature. So I left and I went to live with him. While I was living with him, I found out that he was not faithful, and of course, we broke up. That broke my heart. I suffered some of the moon because it broke me in such a way, because just imagine two young people started out from high school, and then we were living together. For me, we were living the dream. And the next thing you know, he was cheating on me, multiple females. And eventually, you know, it broke my heart. In that moment, I had to, as we say, fend for myself, because I couldn't go back to my parents' house. Mind you, I moved away all away from where I grew up in Montego. So quite the journey. So I had to just figure it out. So when we broke up, turning to the point where I even started exploring homosexuality, so I told myself that I would never, ever be with a man again because men are evil and all these awful things. Eventually, that didn't work out, so I decided I'm going to be a seductress. At that time, in my mind, I was thinking I'm just being a dark feminine, and I felt like I was right in doing so, because I told myself I will forever hold myself out to the possibility of even finding love, and instead I'm going to take up an embodied role of a man eater, which I realize is being glorified these days. So of course I started to target men who were, you know, in the flesh they were powerful, they had surplus money, but they were very weak spiritually, I've come to realize. And eventually it got to a point where I think what happened is that the Lord was trying to warn me of my actions, because I really don't want to get too in-depth at this moment, but I was just doing a lot. I was, you know, in psychology tactics, which I have come to realize is witchcraft, actually. I was looking at astrology, and based on this man's zodiac sign, I would do this and I would do that, and I was a full-on seductress. When I say seductress, I mean I was very good at this because I knew how to get my way. And eventually, as I said, I realized that the Lord was warning me, but because I had this veil over my eyes, I couldn't even recognize that that was what was happening. And eventually, got to a point where woman born 28, you know, he gave me over to my retrograde mind, and I started to suffer. So I started to lose weight. You know, it was just a horrible, horrible experience. Mind you, during the time where I was completely lost in this thing that I was in, this warfare, as I'd like to call it, I had a roast toy. So I realized that the women are strong advocates these days of their roast toys. And I watched pornography. I self-pleasured. I did all these awful things. And eventually, he gave me over to my retrograde mind. And, you know, I had to eventually repent. I surrendered everything to God. And I can say within 3 months of my surrender, I was able to be married. I'm now married. And my husband is also a man of God. He's at that time. So that is just a short part of my testimony. There's more to it, but I think as we progress, we can talk a little bit more specifically about different characters in the story and how eventually they pulled me even closer to God. So that's it.
You describe yourself as a former seductress. What was really driving that behavior beneath the surface? What do you think that was? Where do you think that came from?
It definitely came from the trauma, because in my mindset, I was saying I would never be vulnerable again. And I realized that is the case for a lot of women. In Jamaican culture, they call them witches, so our dollies. So this is basically a woman who is, you know, the typical man eater. She is just focused on herself, what she wants, her desires, and all that. So what was driving it is just a fear of love. That is what I realized. So I never wanted to be in a situation where I actually loved someone, because I felt like if I loved them, they would hurt me. And I think that was the main reason for that behavior.
Mm.
If I can be honest.
And then what about, you know, because you said you turned from, because of your heart, your heartbreak, you know, you even delved into homosexuality, right? Lesbianism. I mean, what was the turning point for you to say, you know what, this does not work. This ain't working for me. This is not it.
Okay. You know, from the initial point of exploring that type of relationship, it just didn't feel right. I think that was just the hand of God on my exercise. I've seen other women suffer worse trauma than myself, and they get in homosexual relationships. But you know, I didn't feel compatible with the person. I tried it numerous persons.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, I tried it numerous persons, and it just did not work. So I just decided, you know what, I am
not interested in this. Okay, and how did these struggles affect your sense of identity, like your worth? How did you feel during those times? I know you said it didn't work and something wasn't right, but at what point did you realize that, you know what I mean, this is not me?
Okay, so I think the main thing, sorry, are you hearing me clear?
Perfectly, actually way clearer than before.
Okay, awesome. So let me just state this off so I don't get confused. Okay, how about now?
Perfect.
Okay, so what I realized, the question was, how did this affect me personally, right?
Yeah, your identity, your work.
Okay, so self-esteem issues. That was the main thing. Because the thing is, it's not God's natural design for women to be with women. And because of our peculiarities as women, yes, they're awesome, but I think opposite and opposite, you know, attracts. So when you have two persons with the same type of personality pursuing the same thing, most times in a relationship, in relationships such as these, it does not work. So I don't know. I felt like I wasn't good enough. I felt like I wasn't really exploring as much as I should have been, especially with my the Lord and all of these things. And it just started to feel, I don't have the words to explain it, but if there is a woman listening to this that is in a homosexual relationship, I'm almost sure she can attest to the feeling that I am. She wasn't a bad person, but at the same time, it just felt like something was wrong with it. It just didn't feel natural. And it was in that moment I decided that, listen, it's nothing personal, but I really don't think this is what I should be doing. And I decided to leave that relationship. But then when I left it, the goal was to be a seductress, which was even worse, you know?
You know, we usually say you come out of the pan to go in the fire, or you come out of the pot to go in the fire, right?
That's exactly what happened.
So, okay, in that, all of this promiscuity, all of this, you said this unravel from the trauma, all of this, the person that hurt your heart, or was this just, you know, added issues from childhood?
To be honest, I grew up in a very healthy childhood home, mm-hmm. if I can be honest. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any specific traumas or anything, no sexual abuse or anything. Glory mm-hmm. to God for that. But imagine being with a man that you actually loved so much, and to see him, being with him since high school, and, you know, you've had plans and finally you live together and you're young and you're in love and all of that. And then he goes out and he has multiple partners. That really broke me down. And I told myself that I would never, ever be that vulnerable with anyone again. And that was definitely the devil, because mm-hmm. love is such a beautiful thing and it's something everyone should be able to experience. So that was the main thing.
So let's talk about your turning point before we get to Coach Trey. What was it that led you to pursue real change and freedom?
Okay, so it started last year. I was at a point in my life where I just released my first book and I was growing spiritually, emotionally, all of these things, right? Then this person came in the picture, right? So long story short, look at it, put it this way. Remember I told you that I was pursuing the role of a seductress. Mm-hmm. So that means I was actively seeking persons to devour. That's the best way I can put it. Mm. And as I said, I realized that God handed me over to my retrobate mind, because in that moment of pursuing persons, it got to a point where, how do I put this? Because I want to make sure that it's not too raw for the radio. Yeah, but it just got to a point where I just started to see the effects of what I was doing. In my mind, I was just being a normal person, but I was actually sinning. So I started to lose weight. I started to experience a lot of trauma emotionally, mentally. Everything was just not going my way. And I was just feeling the effects of being a seductress. Mm-hmm. And I remember specifically, it was in December, I was at the lowest point in my life I've ever been. And I called out to the Lord and he answered me. Mm. And it was in that moment I experienced peace. I've never experienced anything like that in my entire life. And I decided that I am going to surrender. And that was how I came to a point of surrender. I also had to get practical with what I was experiencing. I had to educate myself by reading the word of the Lord, really turning away from that lifestyle. And eventually God delivered me.
I love that. So this wasn't in a church. This wasn't you watching something on Christian TV. This is just you in the privacy of your home, this moment?
Well, when I called out for God, when I called out for God, I did. You know, the morning after I had that encounter, I went on my YouTube because in the mornings I like to listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
And the first video that I saw was a video of an ex-prostitute speaking about her experience and how she got delivered.
My God.
And I've never seen that channel before, anything of that nature. When I clicked on that video, I was convicted again. And I decided in that moment I wanted to be baptized. So I reached out to a friend of mine, and she was able to set that up for me. So I called out first the night before, and when I woke up the morning, I saw that video, and I knew. And it spoke, although I wasn't walking the streets, what I was doing was very similar. I was playing the role of the seductress, which, as I said, is something that's glorified nowadays. You know, so that was my deliverance story.
I love that. I love the fact that you knew who to call on to. You know, you call on to his name, and of course he hears you, you know.
Yes, he heard me.
Out of his holy hill. I love that. I he love did. That. And I'm gonna come back to you. Still wanna know, okay, what are some practical steps you'd wanna give to women who may be going through those things of hurt, because that's a big thing, you know, and it is as women, when we've been hurt so badly, whether it's in a marriage, whether it's just, you know, just being single and dating, being with someone for years and they cheat on you, you know, they go and find somebody else, and the amount of things that go through your mind, right? The amount of things that you want to do to take revenge. Some people go to psychic wards. I mean, to, the crazy ward, just so that they could get some type of peace from pills and, you know, going to doctors because of their head, you know, the mind, playing mind games. And so we don't take those things lightly. We don't take the things lightly that we're playing with people's hearts and the outcome that can give or bring. And then also, sometimes we don't consider the fact that we have these people on pedestals so much that they're idols. You know, and so because of that idolatry, we end up in those little wards. We end up counting, you know, lamp poles for a season or so until we get it right and say there's no other God but Jehovah, right?
True.
The God that could restore and heal our hearts. So we tend to break out and go elsewhere, do other things to try to satisfy. But we realize that that's nothing. Nothing can satisfy us other than the love, his presence, his peace. So that's the reason why some people just go out and they, you know, try to sleep with other people, they become addicted to things, drugs, pornography, alcohol, all these other things to get that, to fill in that gap, to fill in that space, to fill in that void. And there's actually only one person that can do that.
That's some people even turn to witchcraft too, because witchcraft is basically social media all over in our culture with a cute little pink ribbon. So persons are actually doing witchcraft without even realizing, just because they're trying to heal their trauma. So we have to be careful.
When I come back to you on that, I want you to talk about that. But we're going to take a quick break. Just before we do, producer, I want to read what someone had shared on the WhatsApp. They said, good afternoon. The biggest barrier is temptation. Looking is always hard. You have to be strong and keep the faith. My God, today, for those who don't know what that answer is all about, the question that I ask is, what do you believe is the biggest barrier to overcoming sexual struggles? And so the texture says temptation is, okay, that looking, having to look, all right? And I can't wait to hear from Coach Trey, because he's going to talk about this looking for y'all, especially men, because, you know, men are the lookers, right? Not that we don't look too, because we just look too. But, you know, he's going to talk to us a little bit about that and how we can overcome that. So let's take a quick break, and then right after it, we'll hear from Coach Trey. Thank you. Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
At the heart of every great meal is a simple yet powerful idea, quality. At Del Monte, we are committed to cultivating quality, growing the freshest, most nutritious vegetables, fruits and tomatoes for your family. With non-GMO ingredients and BPA-free packaging, you can trust that every can is packed with goodness. So whether it's a quick snack or a hearty family dinner, Del Monte brings wholesome flavor to your table. Look for it in your favorite food store. Del Monte, fresh taste, smart choices. Distributed by Thompson Trading.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also come on into John's located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, everyone. I would like to read one of the posts from Facebook. Actually, this one is from YouTube. It says, "Powerful testimony, young lady. It takes a lot of guts to share your story. You're definitely free by the grace of God." So thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for being a part of Your Lane Talk Show on the YouTube side. All right, so we're gonna speak with Trey. Trey, I'm so excited to have you on board with us again on Your Lane Talk Show. Trey, now I know you man, if there's any man who's been through a lot as you, you've been through a lot, all right? But I want you to talk to us about how your past struggle of sexual sins began for you. You know, you could take us through the journey, and what role did secrecy or shame play in keeping you bound?
Okay, thank you for having me again. No, before I even go any further, I just want to let the listeners know that I convince anyone, neither am I here to condemn anyone. Mm-hmm. I'm here to formation, right? If you go to the doctor and the doctor say, hey, if you keep drinking this soda, you have diabetes, we're going to have to amputate a leg or an arm. He's not going to convince you. He's not going to pop up in your house and say, this soda. He's not mm-hmm. going to do that. Mm-hmm. What your doctor will do is when you come before him, he will say, hey, too much of this and you're going to end up in an early grave, right? And I want the listeners to know that I do get it, that sexual immorality is sweet. I would be lying if I said it wasn't. I know it is. But I want you to understand this, as the Lord told me the other day, that one of the easiest ways to poison someone is to put the poison in something that they love to drink. Mm. Meaning, if someone loves to drink milk and you put poison in it, they will drink milk and ask for more, not knowing that they've been poisoned. They'll keep asking for more. And that's the thing with sexual immorality. It feels good. And so what will happen is people keep on drinking and keep on lusting for more of it. All right? Now, for me, you know, it started pretty early, because here's the thing. The enemy will always try to corrupt your mind at an early age. So for me, that was I believe Channel 31, Blue. It was like the channel was Blue, but it was showing corn. But you had to really look good to see it. So that's where it started for me. Mm-hmm. And then it moved from there to HBO. You know, you wait until mom and dad is sleeping, you know, cable come in the house. So here you are now keeping the remote on, like, in case they hear a noise, you will click so that you go right back to
watching. How old were you?
I was about 13 at the time.
Okay, go ahead.
13. So curious, you know, at the age of 13. And then from 13, it went to like at the age of like 15. Now we have DVDs. So, you know, we go out. You know, Jamaica, you can get corn on the roadside. Nobody now ask you, why are you a child buying this? Because, you know, we normalize so much dysfunction. So they see you buy it. They're like, okay. And so what started to happen was you realize that at a young age, your mind is starting to see some things that are not normal. Mm-hmm. You're now looking at it as, okay, this is normal. Because now the enemy is trying to pervert what God created to be beautiful. So what should be between husband and wife? Here you are now watching one man, three women. And then, you know, even at school now, where friends would share videos. You know, we have BlackBerry at the time, so videos just come in. So it's like, at a pretty young age, we were pretty much being prepared for a life of immorality. Because, you know, you become whatever you watch. And the thing about these things is that when you begin to watch them, they can become very addictive, right? And so that's where it pretty much started for me. After getting saved and, you know, coming to God and all of that, you know, because I was married, I didn't need to watch stuff like that anymore. But what I realized was that after the marriage ended, those same urges came back. Mm-hmm. And the thing for me, why it was so devastating to me, is because it's one thing to fall into the trap of the enemy. It's another thing to fall in the trap of the enemy when you're a wanted man. And for those, you know, for people who read my book, you would realize that when I fell into immorality, into sexual immorality, as the man of God, what happened was when deliverance came, the deliverance was aggressive, because I remember being tossed around when deliverance was taking place, when these things being casted out of me. I remember being pretty much almost levitated and being like thrown across the room. Yeah. So I know the dangers of it. I have a lot of experience with these unclean spirits. I study how they think, and I know that they come to do nothing but defile you and break you down to the point where you can't look up to the heavens anymore, that they can swallow you whole. People think sexual immorality is a joke because they have not yet experienced the aggressiveness of these spirits. For example, right? Let's say people are living in immorality, right? The moment you begin to confront these spirits and say, I no longer want to do this, that's when you will find out really in charge. Because a lot of people believe that, oh, I can stop when I want. I love it. Trust and believe, the day you decide that I no longer want to tango or dance with these spirits, you will truly see the side of them that they have been hiding from you. Mm-hmm. Because there are people who are having sexual dreams and, oh, it feels good. The day you rebuke that spirit and try to stop, you will realize that it will now try to take you by force. You will now realize that they are no longer playing games with you. They now get aggressive, right? And so what I did was, I hate them so much because I also realized that, you know, they had it out for me. They hate me. And I dislike them so much that I just decided about 3-4 months ago that I am just going to go hard on this topic. I realize that it's a very sensitive topic, and a lot of people like to talk about it because it comes a lot of shame and embarrassment. And I realize that's the secret. That's the power. That's what they've been using to destroy so many of God's people. And the truth is, more than 60% of people in church, Christians, battle with sexual immorality. Yeah. More than 60% of them battle with porn addiction. That means when you walk into church, more likely 5 out of 10 people who are you communicating with sexual immorality, yeah, is just because of the shame. It's a hush-hush. Nobody wants to talk about it. And I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to hit this thing and just hit it hard. And I realized when I came out swinging, I realized hundreds, even thousands of people were being delivered. People stopped me in the street all the way and say, hey, that video that you made literally changed my life and caused me to come out of sexual morality. Mm-hmm. And I want people to know that it is the shame and the stigma that is keeping people from actually talking about this, because there is freedom, you know, when you expose it, when you bring it to the forefront, yeah, and you shed light on it, freedom comes in. But when you make people feel as if they're the scum of the earth, what's going to happen is they're going to keep doing it in secret, and then there is no freedom that comes in secret. Because if they keep battling it in secret and nobody knows that you're struggling with this, the enemy is going to keep on doing what he's been doing, which is torment them. Because so believe it or not, I understand that there are many people who they are involved in sexual morality, but if you really sit down with them, they don't want it. It just feels that they have no control over it.
Yeah. Let's talk about that then. Let's talk about how people can find help. And before we talk about how people can find it, let's talk about the people who have, let's talk about the leaders, the pastors, the mentors, you know, those who, you know, you have coaches at school, teachers, etc. What is it that they can do to help alleviate that shame or embarrassment? Or, you know, you have youth leaders as well. What are some things soften the pillow, for lack of a better word, for those who may be battling?
Okay, well, first of all, I would advise people who are in leadership positions to come out of immorality first. Because you can't lead people to a place you don't know.
Come on.
part of the struggle is that people who are in sexual morality it's going to be hard for them to get out of it.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're in it themselves. You're bound as well. And, you know, believe it or not, like I said, guys, there's definitely no condemnation here, because we are talking as children of God and come to break free. But, you know, there are many ministers, many lead worship leaders who are in sexual morality. Mm-hmm. They're bound in sexual sin. And what they have to understand is that before you can lead anyone out of anything, you first have to break free.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I remember God explaining to me this way when he said to me, now that you have been free, I want you to go back for those who are still stuck, just like in the days of slavery. Oftentimes it was slaves who managed to break free who would reinforce themselves and come back to the people, because I believe her name was Harriet Tubman, she knew the escape routes. She knew, mm-hmm, hey, turn here, wait by the water here.
Yeah.
So that's it for me. So what I would say to coaches, people in leadership, you first have to break this thing before you can lead people out of it. And with no condemnation, I want you to understand this. You have people who fall in sin and they're trying to get out, and you have people who enjoy being in it. And I also know that you have leaders who enjoy being in it. They're not looking a way out, they're not fighting. They have grown so that it's become normal to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where they're living in that life and it doesn't bother them anymore. There's no conviction there for them. Pretty dangerous place to be. And I want to say, you know, for those who, you know, you're in it, but you want out, you first have to focus on chains, breaking the shackles, coming out of that pit. Then you can stretch your hand in to help people out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have leaders who have never struggled with sexual immorality. Their biggest problem is they look at people with contempt who do. And I find it amazing how someone, because for example, someone can struggle with alcohol, but they don't struggle with sexual immorality. They struggle with alcohol. And they will look at someone who struggles with sexual immorality and feel as if that person is less than.
Yeah.
When everybody has a struggle. So to create a safe space, we have to get to that place where we see people through the eyes of God,
mm-hmm,
with love and compassion, and truly want to free. Like, when you look at them, you should be looking at them with so much compassion. Like, I want to help this person to break free.
Mm-hmm. Hold on for me, caller. Excuse me, Trey, sorry. Caller, just give me a second. I'm just waiting on my producer. Producer, we have a caller coming in. Just waiting on him. He had to get something real quick. Trey, let's see if we can answer this call. Your Lane Talk Show, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, to you and your guest. You know, you're talking about overcoming demonic spirit and things. You know, people, we see some of the apostles, like Paul, he struggled. There are people who want to do good, and sometimes they're delivered from some things. And some things they are not fully delivered from. But I believe when one in praying and talking and maybe sharing it with a good brother or sister, whatever you are struggling with, but I believe when you try to hold it and believe that, mm-hmm. you could overcome that spirit just like that. That's where problems get in. Because those demons, they don't care who you may be,
no.
politician, pastors, or whatever. Because I have seen a pastor in his office just finish snotting, and he went on the pulpit to go preach. Because that's what he used to do. But he was not fully delivered from that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so glad when he come out and he said what he have done. You see? So, people who was maybe used to be a homosexual fully be delivered, and what happened? They open back up the door for that spirit, and they get right back into those same habits again.
Mm-hmm.
You see? But I believe one got to cry out to God, and one got to share it with somebody that they could, you know, and stuff like that, because it is not easy. And as we think, spirit out, is easy as that? No. Spirit out strong.
Yeah.
And I tell you, some things they will make mankind do. You know, you wonder about it. So thank you so kindly.
Thank you so much for calling. While you were speaking, it reminded me of the scripture. I think it's somewhere James, it says, confess your sins one to another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. So it's like we think that not saying anything wouldn't bring healing. We believe that we could just do things on our own. Not saying that it can't be so, because believe it or not, our guest previously, Tony Ann, stated that she called out to Jesus in the privacy of her own home, you know, and then God came the following day. But then again, look at that. She watched a testimony. So it still goes back to what I'm saying, right? Someone's testimony set her free. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimonies. So what that also says, having to express, having to speak out, having to confess, instead of holding things in, what the enemy wants for us to do is seclude ourselves. He wants to take us away from all of that. He wants to put a muzzle over our mouth and say, don't say this, because if you say this, they're going to look at you funny. They're going to judge you. You know, they're going to condemn you. You know what I mean? So he tries to muzzle you so that you won't get your freedom, even as Coach Trey alluded. And so I'm going to allow him to continue. Coach, go right ahead. I want you to talk, really. I want you to share a point you realized this was more than a habit for you while you were going through what you were going through. When did you realize that it was a stronghold for you?
I realize it's a stronghold because here's the thing. Sometimes we believe just because we're not acting out a thing, we're not guilty of it, but you have to understand that if it's something that you think about, if it's in your imagination, if you're entertaining the thought, in the eyes of God, you're already guilty of it. And we have to understand, before God flooded the earth, he looked down and he said, the thoughts of men are wicked continuously.
Mm.
So, you know, I might not have been out there, you know, just sleeping on the place, but what I was doing, I was constantly waking up with the desire to do it.
Mm.
Because that was like, it became like a struggle. And the thing is, I don't believe being in a place of struggle is victory, because you're still struggling. You're still wrestling. I wanted to wake up with that not being on my mind. Because if you struggle, eventually you're gonna start acting out what you're struggling with. You get me?
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, the Lord was like, listen, when he rose Lazarus from the dead and he said, come forth, he still told them to, you know, unwrap him, give him something to eat. So you have to understand that even after the deliverance, even after you've prayed, there are still things that you will have to do. There are still things that you have to do. And what I realized was that I had to no longer struggle with it, but to have complete dominion over it.
Come on.
I had to do something that he revealed to me. When Satan was kicked out of heaven, the scripture says there was no room for him in heaven. You have to create, you have to discipline yourself in such a level where there's no more room for that to be in. There's no more room for immorality. Because sometimes we, you know, you let's say you go through deliverance or whatever, but you're still empty. There's still trauma. There's still pain. There's still all of that. So there's room. There's room for him. There's room for the unclean spirits to come back. There's room for them still there. So I had to learn how to make there be no room for them. No room for them in my day. You know, structure my day. Structure my life. Bring order, you know. Oftentimes, I've learned that we have what we call energy. And, you know, scientifically, energy can neither be created nor dispersed, right? Energy is just energy. And what I've learned is that a lot of times why we still struggle with sexual immorality is because we have not yet bring any level up or found good use for our time and our energy. So we keep falling back into these things because trust and believe, if you're just there breathing and you're not doing anything, you're pretty much just leaving yourself to be tempted once again, over and over.
Idle hands is a devil playground.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So you have to learn how to remove room. Don't leave room for them to come to defile you. After God has delivered you, you have to learn how to bring structure and order to your life, purpose, and all of that.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you. Because I want you to I mean, you shared some practical steps, which is awesome. But at some point before we leave, I want you to speak to some men who may still be battling silently. Let me get back to Tony. Tony, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
That's good. It would have been so wonderful to see your face, but that's okay. Once again, once we can hear that voice, that is beautiful. If someone is listening, for someone who's listening right now and secretly struggling, what are the first steps they can take to break free from sexual immorality? For those who are just tuning in, Toni has gone through so much in her life in reference to sexual strongholds. She has been through, you know, lesbianism. She's been through being a seductress. Sorry?
Heartbreak.
You know, I don't know if you shared this because you were a little muffled earlier, even some challenges with masturbation, right?
Yes.
And so for those who may be listening and may be going through the same thing, especially as believers, but you know for a fact that this isn't something that God wants you to do, even after you've already done it, you feel bad. You feel like, oh Lord, I did it again. You know, the caller that said it did us of Paul, who called in, he said, you know, the things that we want to do, the good that we want to do, we end up doing the opposite, right? Mm-hmm. That's this old wretched man that I am, right? So we know. And then we also know, according to the word, that Jesus himself said to us, hey, my strength is made perfect in your weakness, right? So it's like all of this that we have to remember when we're going through this, there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. These are just scriptures that are popping up as I speak to you, you know, for those who may be going through. But I want you to talk to the ladies. I want you to talk to those who are secretly struggling, the praise and worship team leader, okay, the dancer. Oh, Lord, please get too bad. Now, for those who dance, I'm a part of the dance ministry as well. Before I got married, listen to me. I don't know no one. Now, mind you, I was not sleeping around or anything like that. Thank God for that. But, you know, as far as like going clubbing, going partying, because anything to do with music, you know, I'd like to be a part of, like to dance. The secular, you know, one foot in the church, one foot out. The enemy has his way of trying to ensure that our you know, not presented as living sacrifices. You know, he wants to try to you know, destroy us in whatever way possible. And so coming to say, okay, we're going to go dance the next morning, we feel ashamed, we feel embarrassed, but then we still end up doing it because we've already obligated ourselves to it. So for those who are in church, the ushers, you know what I mean? Those who are even behind the scenes, who thinking that God can't see them or the pastor may not be able to see them or pick up in the spirit what they're doing. I want you to talk to all and sundry. I want you to talk to these women who have been or is secretly struggling with sexual immorality.
Okay. You can hear me clearly, right?
Very clear.
Okay, awesome. So the first thing that I want to say to this woman is there is so much that God has in store for us. If you knew, if you had the slightest idea how much God wants to use you, how much he wants to restore you, it would be easier for you to stop your sexual sin. But at the end of the day, we have to be mindful. As Trey pointed out, a lot of times these things that you're doing, it's not really you, it's the spirits that are at work. So, of course, the first thing that I would want to encourage them with is, of course, surrendering. Mm-hmm. My breakthrough came when I surrendered. A lot of times we are sinning, we're doing all these things, we're playing the role of seductress, we're gossiping, even beyond it. And in our minds, we're no longer being convicted of it, so we feel like it's okay. And then eventually God gives you over to your retrobate mind. Mm-hmm. Romans 1:28. I had to realize that, hey, I really need to get myself together. Yeah. Don't allow it to get to that point. If you are at a place where you are masturbating or you have a rooster, I'm going to encourage you to destroy the rooster right now. In fact, the first video I did on TikTok was about the rooster because I realized that a lot of these women are so connected to their rooster. I don't know if Trey had the time.
Hold on. You said the rose because I'm like, what is rooster? The rose. Yes, absolutely.
The any rose sexual toy or the rabbit.
Rose, yes. All any sexual toys. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So a lot of women, especially now, there is this, which I understand because I have been there. Mm-hmm. It's like it's safer to be with the rooster than a man because these men are wicked and yada, yada, all those mm-hmm. things about men. Two things can be true at the same time. Mm-hmm. But I will encourage you to get rid of the rooster because it's really affecting you in ways that you can't see. Yes, you will get pleasure from it. Yes, it will have you feeling all these wonderful things in the moment. But what happens when it dies, you know? So you really have to get to a place where you understand that what you are losing from engaging in this type of activity is so much greater than you can see with your naked eyes. So I'm going to encourage you to, if you're listening and you're hearing my voice right now and you have any form of sex toys, whether you're married or single, you need to get them out of the bedroom. You're defiling your bed and you're inviting a lot of spirits to do what they want with you. And the thing with these spirits too, they affect not only, I can speak from experience, affect your mood, but it affects your creativity. You're not able to get anything done. You're attached to the toy. If it dies, it's almost as if you're going to die. That is never a good place to be in. So I'm going to encourage you. That's the first thing that I'd want you to do. The second thing that I also want you to do is to surrender. I want persons to understand that in surrendering, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to, say this long prayer and you have to get all the scriptures and your initial act of surrender could just be, Lord, save me. I can't do this anymore. This is too much for me. Please save me. I mean it with your entire heart. And trust me, he will save you. And not only will he save you, he'll restore you as well. Yes. I can speak to that. So don't worry too much about what you are supposed to say. And if you don't say the prayer properly, he's not going to hear you. Just be genuine. It tells you that if his cries are broken or contrite heart. Yes. So just be honest and say, Lord, I don't know what to do. Like, please help me. And believe me, he will send somebody with a word. He will send a video. And he's so intentional, oh my God, because the fact that I was convicted Well, during my usual routine, I would get up in the morning, I would use YouTube to listen music, all these things, and it was the same YouTube. As soon as I got onto YouTube, I saw this lady's testimony, and it convicted me. Mm-hmm. So all you need to do is to reach out to him. And I also want to touch on the topic of shame. You know, a lot of persons struggling with sexual sin, they are ashamed to speak about what they're talking about, especially on social media. You know, we have this culture where when persons share the struggles that they're going through, persons in the comments will say, oh, you can't pay me $1 million to get this out of me and all of that. Persons, it's almost as if the devil doesn't want persons to hear. But I am not ashamed that I struggled with sexual sin. I'm not a masturbate. I'm not ashamed that I was a seductress, because the Bible that I read and the God that I love and believe in tells me that anything that he cleans is clean indeed.
Come on.
So therefore, he has delivered me. So don't be ashamed. If you're genuinely struggling with these things, listen, you need to reach out to someone. Just speak to God. He will send the right people. In fact, I don't want to take up too much time, but there was a moment in my life too where, I'm sure you can attest to this, where I was going through the most terrible time regarding a decision, a very big decision. And I was crying out to God. God, help me, help me, help me. And he was telling me what I needed to know, but because it wasn't what I wanted to hear. So guess what he did? Because he is so graceful, merciful, he could have just left me alone, but he sent a message with someone. So this person reached out to me and said, hey, I had a dream, and this is what I saw in the dream. And it was in that moment I realized that, trust me, God is just on my side. And in that moment, I just let go of that situation. And as I said, I am fully restored today. I am married. If someone told me that, what's funny? On the 26th of January, someone told me that, you know, you're going to be married in a month. I wouldn't believe them. On the 22nd either. My husband at the time, he got baptized on the 8th of February. And by the 22nd of February, we were married. Yes.
Listen to me. I wanted you
to share that, and I'm so grateful that you did, because I couldn't let you leave here without you sharing that. In the midst of the fact that you had a heartbreak, and with that heart, the enemy, what he meant for evil, God turned it around for your good. That heartbreak caused you to go through so much, to cause you to trying to fill in the void from what had happened to you. You know, the enemy tried to take you out, smoke you all the way out.
Yes.
But God came and he delivered, he washed you, and he set you free. And the word of God says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And not only did he wash you clean and make you whole and complete, he brought you a season where you now have a husband that loves you unconditionally. And I give God praise for that. And thank you for your testimony. Because some people they need to hear these things. Go ahead.
And I also want to add as well, remember when I first started, I was saying if a lot of women understood what was on the other side of their surrender, they would surrender today. All this happened within a 3-month period. So persons, yes, it might not be true for everyone. You know, some persons, it might take a longer time. But when you're fully surrendered to the Lord and you're intentional about your relationship, there is this intimacy that you develop with him.
Yes.
There is this love that he overwhelms you with. It's almost as if you don't even have the urge for these things anymore. You necessarily find yourself thinking about getting married or anything. You're just so enthralled by the love of the Lord.
My God.
So when you fully surrender, these feelings that you have, most times they will subside, and he will fill you with a greater love and purpose, and you find yourself overflowing with joy. And then just like that, the things, because it tells you, you know, it acts on your true desires of your heart, and he will always come through for you. So I'm really encouraging a woman that's listening to this. I know you're somewhere and you're listening and you feel like you're at the end. there is hope out there, but you have to surrender. And by surrendering, I mean repenting, turning away from your sin, and saying to God, listen, I need you. I'm going to walk with you. Wherever you lead me, I will go. I will stumble, but I know that you will always be with me. Come surrender. On. You have to surrender. You have to surrender. And when you surrender, I'm telling you, you're going to be sad that you didn't surrender before.
I love so that.
So that would be my advice. Believe
Thank you
me.
So much. I all absolutely. Glory to God. All the glory to God. Thank you so much for that, Tony. Just real quick, Coach Trey, what do you want to share to the men that are tuning in and are also battling silently? I know you spoke earlier, but are there any other practical tips that they can use to help change and freedom to take place in their lives?
Okay, guys, you are being eaten alive. Even if it doesn't look that way, you are being eaten alive. The first step is self-awareness. You have to understand that you're being eaten alive. You know, because there are talk to men who masturbate 4 or 5 times a day. You have to understand that you are being fed on. You are feeding something. Something is extracting energy from you, life force from you. I remember how the Lord explained it to me a few months ago. He said that a Komodo dragon doesn't necessarily attack and kill its prey. How a Komodo dragon functions is it has so much bacteria in its mouth, it will bite a goat or whatever. And when he bites it, he allows it to run free. But while the bacteria is breaking down the red blood cells and the white blood cells, the animal has become sick. And the Komodo dragon, what he will do, will pick up the scent and just trail it. He will just keep following it. And what will happen to that animal is when it gets to that place where it can't move, it's alive, but it can't move, the Komodo dragon will come and it will eat it while it's still alive and conscious. And it's aware that it's being eaten. It just no longer has the energy to fight, to resist, to run. And you have to understand that that's what sexual immorality is. It bites you and then it follows you. Because when you're in sexual immorality, you carry this stench, that spirits, you might smell good in your cologne, your fragrance, but spirits can smell you, and they know how you smell. And what they will do is they will just keep on following you until the day comes when your soul is so fragile, so broken, so weak, they take you out. So I want men to understand that, listen, you're being preyed upon, you're being ate alive. Self-awareness is the key. First, you have to realize what's happening. First, you have to realize what's happening, and then you have to make an active decision that you don't want to do this anymore. Not the fake promises you normally do that this is the last time, but to actively say, God, I need divine help with this, and I need grace, that the Lord's grace that is sufficient can carry you. So first you become aware, and once you become aware, you will know that you need help, and then you will seek help. You will seek help, and while seeking the help, accept it. Don't allow shame and fear and what people will think about it bother you. Because guess what? What people think will make you free. You reaching out to God, you reaching out for help is what's going to help you bring freedom. And the next thing I want the young men to realize is that, listen, man, this is like, as I can say this, like, once you defeat this thing they call lust, once you conquer this thing, life gets so much more beautiful for you, man. Life, because what a lot of you are doing, you're trading purpose with pleasure. Ooh. And you are just pleasuring yourself into poverty, to the grave. So you are just giving away purpose because, like she said earlier, I can tell that people who are highly addicted to pornography, it makes you weak when it comes down to creativity, meaning that energy you should be using to be an entrepreneur or a musician or whatever, you're basically giving that away for 10, 15 minutes of pleasure. And you have to ask yourself, is it really worth it? At the end of your life, it will be groaning and mourning because you refuse instructions. And so, guys, get to that place where you now begin to hate sin, because you have to hate it. There are some people who wrestle with it, but they still love it. Get to that point where you realize what it's robbing you, what it's taking from you, the destruction that comes with it, and hate it without. Hate it so much. Ask God. If you don't hate it, ask God to give you the strength to hate it, because he hates it. because he can see the damage. He sees the damage that it's doing to you. So hate it, because by hating it, you'll be able to flee from it. And, you know, I am very concerned. And I've not even tried to be funny, but guys, some of you, men, talking to men, you know, men, if some of you guys don't quit, you won't be able to vote because your identity, your fingerprints, bro, you have to get it together. You're stroking away your life.
Oh, Lord.
Get it together, bro. Get it together. Look in the mirror. Understand that God created you a strong man, a man of valor, victory. You're a warrior, capable of so much more. And you know this. I know when you look in the mirror, you know that life can be so much more than this, right? So get it together, man.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much, Tony. Thank you so much, Coach Trey. And so listen, I want you to share quickly how people can reach both of you. All right, because that's vital. You have some people who may feel, you know, they're not ready to share with the pastors yet, but if they can just get to a coach, they can just get to a mentor, they can get to a therapist or whomever else. But I know that you two have been through it. You have counseled people out of this. And so, of course, I think that you would be the most suitable. But just before you share your social media platforms and, you know, whatever website, whatever you may have available, I want to read a few of the inserts from our social media. Someone says, I love that. If only we can see what's on the other side of surrender and obedience to God. That's powerful. That's absolutely powerful. All right. Someone says, we serve an intentional God. You've been born for purpose. Don't give up. Your mistakes don't define you. Okay. Someone says, look at sin with disdain. Look at it with disdain. Okay. And let me see if there's any more that I want to read real quick. Strongholds are rooted in things we don't submit to God. That part. Because you want to keep on holding on to something, then of course it's going to hold on to you. As soon as you open your hands and surrender, God will say, okay, I got this. Let me take care of this. My strength. You know, that's one of my favorite scriptures. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. All right. So let's go ahead. Tony Ann, can you just share where others can reach you so that they can, you know, speak with you or you can assist them in whatever capacity?
Okay, so if you'd like to reach me, you can find me on TikTok or Instagram at Surviving in Your 20s.
And where can we find your books?
They're both available on Amazon, but if you find me on social media, just click the link in my bio and it will take you directly there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Coach Trey?
Okay. All right, guys, so you can find me on all social platforms, Trey Walters Verified, TikTok, Instagram, www.tarrywithme.com, TarryWithMe.com. And I encourage you guys to subscribe to the website. It's free, because what I plan to do, I am creating an accountability community on the website where people who struggle, whatever it is that you're struggling with sexual morality, you can interact with real people who are also breaking out of that so that we can know what's happening with you. Because the last thing you want to do is try to fight this thing alone in a dark room. You're not going to win.
Right? Especially in a dark room. Right?
So, yes. So you can reach out to me at my website. All the information that's available will be on my website, www.tarrywithme.com. You know what the tarry mean? It means I am there with you. I will wait with you until your deliverance comes, until your complete freedom comes, until your breakthrough comes, right?
I love that. I'm grateful to God that we do have communities like that, that we have people who would want to hold our hands in times of struggle. I just want to remind those who are tuning in as well that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. I can't keep saying that. That means that the very most ashamed, the place you feel like you keep failing, like you keep falling, you keep stumbling, all right, is actually the place where God wants to show himself the strongest, all right? Your weaknesses is not your disqualification. It's the doorway for God's power to come in to say, hey, I got you. I'm holding you. Let me just keep you in the crevice of my hands. Let me just, because when we submit to him, he says, when we place our cares, our worries, our desires, when we place ourselves in his hand, the enemy cannot snatch it out. And then God also says that when we cast our cares upon him, you know, he cares for us. So he will take that burden. His burden is not heavy. It's light to compare to what it is that we're going through. All right. But freedom doesn't just happen, y'all. You have to partner with God in the process. That means getting practical. So, of course, you want to say, all right, God, I need you. I need your help with this. And this is where Tony and Coach Trey comes in, because you want to be mindful of, you want accountability. That's important. Someone you could trust who can walk with you and hold you up when you feel weak. So having mentors, having a best friend who is strong enough, who's a prayer warrior, who can actually help you through your as Coach said, someone who has already been through it and is now on the opposite side, who can say, this is what I've done, so let me hold your hand as you go through it. This means guarding your eye gates, guarding your ear gates. Remember the song when we were in preschool, primary school, Sunday school? Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see, right? Oh, be mindful of that, because what you feed will grow. So here it is that you listening to these songs, you know, these love songs, these R&B songs, and I know we love them all, especially the 90s, right? Certain songs we can't listen to. I don't see nothing wrong. Yeah, something is wrong with a little bump and grind if you're not married, okay? I want to let you know that, being mindful of the songs that you listen to. Certain movies we cannot watch, especially with, yeah, we got to be just like the children. Cover our eyes like this when those sexual scenes pop up. Switch the channel if you have to. This is what the Bible says when it says, protecting your heart, because out of it flows the issues of life. We have to protect it. This means setting boundaries, even if it means cutting off access, deleting apps, or changing habits, changing friends, changing the environment that you find yourself in, changing the conversations when somebody brings up something. You know, all of these are things, that practical things that we can do. Tony said, hey, throw away the toys. Let's start with that. If you don't know where to start, if you don't start with nothing else after you've already surrendered, let's start with what's inside those drawers next to your bed. Let's put them all in a bag and just throw them in the dump. Okay? It also starts with renewing your mind daily. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Placing the helmet of salvation, the entire armor, by the way, because you know you got to make sure you buckle, your waist buckle tight, 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 right? You want to fortify the armor of God so that we don't have to fall prey to sexual immorality, okay? Not just when you feel tempted, but you want to, what's the word I want to use? You want to be in the offense before you have to be in the defense. So praying in advance, protecting yourself in advance, protecting your heart in advance, knowing that you can't watch a certain movie in advance, knowing that you don't want to listen to that or be in those certain environments in advance, so you can cover and protect yourself. More than just masturbation, you know, especially with singles. It's also, you know, having to abstain from sex before marriage for those who are believers, who know better. Not placing yourself in an environment with the significant other or the person who you admire, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, by yourselves, knowing that good and Lord, you know, if he do something, that's it. If he touch me a certain way, that's it. All the clothes coming off. Don't put yourself in situations where you know that you are most vulnerable. Okay? Those are some things that I can think of. Replacing the habit with something healthy. Prayer. Finding out what your purpose is in those times. I think it was Tony that spoke about energy. Using that time, both of them spoke about using the time and allocating it to ways that you could develop yourself. Ways that you could discipline yourself. Putting your body under, fasting more, praying more, reading the Word of God more. The Word of God that talks about presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And these are for this is for the believers now. This is for the believers. These are the ones who know better. Okay, but at the end of the day, I also want you to know that And Tony said this earlier, sometimes we slip, sometimes we fall. The word of God says the righteous falls, but what, seven times? But the fall, it's not really about the falling, you know. It's about the getting back up. It's about not staying down. And when you fall, you don't run away from God. This is a time when you run to God. God, I did it again. I messed up again. You don't go in the corner and woe is me. You go like David to say, Father God, give me clean hands and a pure heart. You say, wash me with hyssop. Renew my mind. You tell him what you need him to do for you in your weaknesses. I believe that when you surrender your weakness, you make room for his strength to take over, as I've stated before. And so these are some of the practical tips that we need. All right, I think I have someone calling in or texting. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. So the show after me said that they're running a little late, so if we need to take up a little bit more time. I want to do with that time. Coach Trey, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I would love for you to pray for us if that's okay. I want you to pray for us. We got about 3 minutes, if that's okay. Pray for those who are struggling, those who really need. And I'm most certain that what was said today has done something. We are the ones that are perhaps doing the planting. We may be the ones who are watering, because it may be something that took place yesterday, last night, this morning, that had already been penetrating in the hearts of those who are going through the struggling, going through this process. And here it is that we are here either planting or watering, but we know that it is God who does the increase. And so I want you to just put all of that together, everything that was the testimony from Tony Ann Dickinson, the testimony from you, Coach Trey, the words that were spoken from all of us, the encouragement. And I want you to pray for us, please.
Praise God. And guys, I want you guys to know that I have a book coming out very, very soon, Overcoming Sexual Immorality, because this is something that I'm really passionate about. I want to see people delivered. And every time I receive an email, whether it was a video that I posted or something I said of someone being convicted to turn away from sin, it does bring me great joy. And sometimes, because I didn't know so many people were affected by this. So I want you guys to know that I love you guys. Christ loves you. And Father, I pray for your people, even though, mighty God. I pray for them. I pray, mighty God, those who are struggling, those who are battling, mighty God, that you will redeem your people, mighty God, for you have called them by name, that you will redeem them. Call them out, mighty God, from the darkness. Call them out, mighty God, from the mighty God, the abandoned, the forgotten, mighty God, those who are dealing with trauma, bitterness, strife, mighty God, that healing will be their portion. I pray, mighty God, for every listener over the areas, mighty God, that you will just pour out your love upon them. Let them feel loved and appreciated, mighty God, because a lot of them, the things that they're facing started at such a young age, but you are the God who redeems. And I know that your love, mighty God, is unlike anything that can be explained. And your love, mighty God, is enough to bring us through darkness, to bring us from darkness, mighty God, for you have called us out of sin. Mighty God, you have made us holy, Father. Help us to be holy, mighty God. Help us to walk according to your word. Strengthen your people, mighty God. Strengthen your people, mighty God, and deliver your people, mighty Jesus. Deliver your people, mighty God. Deliver your people, mighty God. Deliver your people, mighty God. And Father, for those who have been delivered but they are looking back, help them, mighty God, to remain steadfast and focused on you. Help them to remain steadfast and focused on you, mighty God, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for that woman that is battling depression, mighty, can feel love, is to give herself away. Father, bring healing to her. Bring deliverance to her, mighty God. Bring strength to her, mighty God. Deliver your people and have mercy upon us, mighty God. Raise up more warriors, mighty God, who are willing to go to the forefront to deliver your word, to go into the crypts and the corners, mighty God. Raise up more laborers, mighty God, for your people, as your sheep has been scattered. Raise up more laborers, mighty God, who are willing and obedient to go forth to deliver the word, to rescue your people, to feed your sheep, mighty God, and to strengthen them. And Father, I pray even now, mighty God, Palia, Baruska, I pray even now, mighty God, for those, mighty God, and they know who they are, who are on pulpits, mighty God, and defiling your people, mighty God. I pray in Jesus' name that you will visit them, for them to repent, for them to turn, mighty God, but to instruct your people and to lead them out and not take advantage of them, mighty God. And I pray even now, mighty God, that your will be done and that more testimonies will continue to come forth, mighty God, as more and more people are delivered, more and more people are breaking free, mighty God, more and more people are testifying of your goodness, of your grace, and your mercy, and that they will be brave enough to let go of the pleasures of this world, that they can inherit what you have ordained for them before the foundation of the earth. I pray even now, mighty God, for the young ones. Cover their minds, Father, as we see what is happening in this society. Father, I pray for boldness to come upon the church, to come upon your people, mighty God, that we can take our kids out of the hands of these Gen Z Jezebels, mighty God, and the wickedness that is being promoted, mighty God, but that we have to rise up and be bold. Let our boldness come upon your people, mighty God, that we can go forth and say enough is enough. You shall let boldness come upon your people, mighty God, that we can march forth with confidence and with strength, mighty God, knowing that you have sent us to deliver your people, mighty God. In Jesus' name, I pray even now, mighty God, for your covering. Cover the host, mighty God. Cover the station, mighty God. Let this continue to be a platform, mighty God, that shed light into darkness, that darkness cannot comprehend it, mighty God. In Jesus' name, I pray for the listeners, mighty God, and those who struggle, mighty God, that they will struggle no more, that they will allow you to bear the burden and to carry it, mighty God, that they only need to come in agreement with you and come in agreement with your word. Let your peace that surpasses all human understanding rest upon each and every one of us today, mighty God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer, Coach Dre. Listen, thank you, Mrs. Davis, for reciting or posting the various scripture references today. I am so good when it comes to saying the scriptures, but I am still in need of prayer when it comes to reciting and saying where it is found. So thank you so much for that. And let me see if I could read a few others. So, someone says, Proverbs 21 verse 17 says, he that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. Someone says, Trey Walters, I wish that you were there for my husband during his struggles, my God. Okay, so we have a few scripture reference from Ms. Davis. We got 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, Ephesians 6 verses 11 to 18, Romans 12 verses 1 and 2, and Psalm 51, verse 10. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for those. So for those who may want to know, you could listen to the replay and you can look at those particular scripture references. Tony, do you have anything else to say? Child, we got a little bit of time, child, because we would have been finished from 5 o'clock. It's 5:04. Do you have any little last sentiments before we leave? Look at God.
Yes, I just want to encourage women to seek intimacy with God. It's so much greater over here, you know, trying to seek intimacy from a man that was not ordained by God. You're just opening yourself to so many things, so many attacks, so many things. So I'm going to encourage you to that love that you seek from man, only God will be able to give that to you. And when he is ready, he will send someone that will love even the horrible things about yourself. But surrender, though. You have to surrender. So surrender and seek intimacy with the Lord. And trust me, you will never regret that. That would be my final word.
Amen. Thank you. And she's a living testimony, y'all. In the midst of all of that, she is now married and having someone that would love her unconditionally. I also want to note real quick, and this just came to me, to my spirit. For parents, can we please take a moment today under the sound of my voice, today, our children's devices, please. Please do that. Please go. And I don't care how innocent they may seem. I can tell you, once again, there are some people who can tell you that they've been exposed to these things from the age of 4. And I just shared earlier how my kids, the school that they attended in primary school, how there were some kids who exposed them as well. Okay, so please, please, please go and check their devices today. Ain't not no such thing as privacy around here. You privacy when you 18 and out my house. Oh, okay. All right, yeah, this is a real West Indian woman talking these things. I don't know how it is in Jamaica, Trey. I don't know how it is in Jamaica, Tony, but not in my house. As for me in my house, we will serve the Lord. I check in y'all phone and y'all devices. Huh? What'd you say?
Yes, I agree.
Oh, okay. All right, so please go ahead and
I don't
that.
Want to start any problems, you know, but wives, check those the phone of the husband too, because if he's abusing pornography, problem is there.
Oh, Lord. Now, see, that's a grown man. That's between you and Jesus. Y'all do what y'all got to do. That's for another time. I personally don't condone that per se, but let me tell you something about God. He has a way of exposing things. I have someone on my who will be on my show Sunday after Nass who's going to tell you some things with her past marriage, where she was able to see the things that was exposed from her husband, and she did not go looking. So let me tell you something about God. He has a way to expose things. We don't have to succumb to digging in our husbands and snooping in our husbands' phones. I personally don't condone it, but to each his own. But thank you. Thank you for that.
Yes,
so episode 169, Overcoming Sexual Strongholds, has been brought to you by Commonwealth Bank, Your Lane Life Coaching. You can go to www.yourlanelifecoaching.com for your life and relationship coaching. John's Shoe Store and Accessories, Tropical Gyros, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading. Del Monte, distributed by Thompson Trading. The Children's Dream Journal, available now at All Seasons Book and Gift Center in Palmdale or on Amazon. And we're also brought to you by 242 Media Connect, okay? So go ahead on Facebook for those who are true Bahamians. If you want to connect with media speakers and stories across the Bahamas and beyond, this is where you can actually go on this particular Facebook account. Share that, hey, I have a story. There is something that I want the world to know, especially if God told you to go ahead and do it. Go on that. It's 242 Media Connect on Facebook. Say what you have to say. Hey, I have this story. Who want, you know, you have people who are podcasters. We have Guardian Talk Show personnels that are also on this platform. They can pick up your story. They can bring you in so that they can interview you. And then, of course, there might be some podcasters who are looking for talent, who are looking for professionals, who are looking for someone who just have a story. You can go there and connect with them as well. It's 242 Media Connect. Next week, our topic is preparing your body for intimacy. This is for the singles and married couples. How you would tell a person to prepare themselves for intimacy if they're single? Tune in next week and you can find out how we can help with us. Intimacy coach Tammy LaCroix, she'll be talking to us about that. Because intimacy is not just sex, by the way, just in case you all don't know that, okay? So she'll be talking to us about that next. It's a thanking God for 9 minutes of his time. He's not here yet, right? He's here now. We finished anyway, so I don't know what you're telling me that for. We finished. But thank you to my producer for holding it down for us. Thank you, Chris. Thank you to Your Lane listeners and the new listeners. Please like and subscribe via YouTube or Facebook, all right? I hope you continue to stay with us. Thank you once again to Coach Trey, and thank you to Tony Ann Dickinson for being a part of Your Lane Talk Show today. I pray that you were all empowered, educated, and encouraged to stay in your lane, okay? And until next time, happy Sunday, and God bless you.
With Lysol, you can disinfect all surfaces inside and outside your home. When used as directed, Lysol eliminates 99.9% of bacteria, fungus, and viruses. Maintain a healthy home by preventing sickness and keeping infection surfaces. Disinfect them. Lysol does more for you and your family. That's our mission for health. Distributed by Thompson Trading Company.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.